talking today with Sean Lockwood. We are in the Mattson Miniature Farms booth. You guys, I feel like you got a pretty joyous job today because you're just walking around making kids smile.
It's the best of both worlds. We're playing with toys at the farm show. It doesn't get any better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these toys because they're pretty special.
So today at our booth, we have many of the Ertl stock items and several other manufacturers as well. These are what the items you would find at any tractor dealership. Mm-hmm. Then we also have several custom-made items that we manufacture in our shops. And these are used primarily in the display world for the youth. And you'd be amazed at how many adults do it as well.
Well, I've been just watching people walk by here, and there's so much detail in them. How do you guys do all that?
So the goal is to give the detail and pick out about five primary points that you want to meet. We get into issue with some of these are actually licensed components where we work with manufacturers and have agreement to produce it, or others are what you would consider to be a homemade item, like our bud boxes, our cattle handling systems that you see on the table there.
So if you're a little kid and you're wanting to come in and play farm, this is where you're wanting to stop.
This is the place, regardless of age, this is the place.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the toys, because I'm looking at, we've got some haulers here, we've got some chutes, what else we got?
So, if you look at the custom items, these are specific to the region of America.
I was going to say, my dad has that feeder right there.
So, yes, that is a feeder that is on our farm in Glencoe, Oklahoma, that overhead. Those dry bulk trucks, like you'd see at any feed mill here in Oklahoma. The twin screws, you don't see a lot of twin screw feed mixers here, but there are a few. Then you get down into some stock trailers. We've got the Ertl stock trailers that are great for any kid to do what we call carpet farming.
Absolutely.
And then we get into the ones that are a little more specific for adults and displays, like the 32-foot gooseneck, the 16-foot goosenecks, the three-horse slants, the roper trailers, and we've got about everything that we produce. We've got a little bit of hay equipment here. We didn't bring a lot, but...
It's because it hadn't rained.
Luckily, it isn't that time of the season, and I don't have to haul anymore.
That's right.
But we've got the side dump trailers, and those trailers actually do dump.
Oh, and these chutes actually open up, and so do these gates.
Yes, we make everything as functional as we can. In the display world, that's what they want.
Absolutely, and I was just thinking how cool it would be because these things last forever. So you can buy these today for your grandkids, and they can give them to their own grandkids someday.
You would not believe how many grandparents and fathers walk by here talking about it with their kids that have their out at home playing with them right now.
Well, everybody remembers being a little kiddo on the farm, and like what you're talking about, carpet plowing. You have to get your tractor, and then you got to get your swather and your baler, and that's the best fun ever.
It's the ideal situation, and it's a lot cheaper than real farming.
Gosh, yes.
Don't tell these vendors around me that I said that.
That's right. So do you guys go around all of the farm shows, or what's your main schedule like?
So Dale Mattson, who I'm with today, Dale travels the United States over. He'll make the circuit with these farm shows. But moreover, in specific, the farm toy world exists. It's very large in North America, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, everywhere north of Iowa. And we go to shows that are dedicated to farm toys in those states. It's a seasonal deal because most people that do farm toys are legitimate farmers. And so whenever the season dictates that they're out of the fields, they go to their basement and start playing with their toy farms.
This sounds like the best of both worlds.
They get to control the climate in that second world.
Well, and not only that, like I would assume it really matters that farmers are making the toys because you actually know how things work.
That's correct in the fact that I'm one of the very few in America. Our company name is Lockwood Angus Farm and Ranch Toys, and I'm one of the very few that's dedicated to. If you came and saw us at a show, you would see everything from 3D printed calves, cattle, horses, working horses, stock dogs, you name it.
How much time does it take to make one of these little things?
Depending upon the item, many, many hours. We, at our company there in Glencoe, we actually have a laser. Mm-hmm. So we do brass and plastic. We actually work with some people and do 3D printing as well, mm-hmm. off-site. And some of these things only take a couple hours to build, but it takes 2 weeks in development.
Well, yeah, and just to build them, but then you've got to paint them. You've got to make sure they work. You got to try them out. You got to play with them.
Got to play with them.
That's the most fun part, right?
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. My girls are going to be so excited. They love all of this stuff. They're going to have their 8th birthday, so you give me some good ideas.
Thank you.